Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? If I don't come making sense, Paul says, what's the use of me coming? And even things without life, giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harp? Why, actually, I've often thought that I could really be a musician if I could do it with music, what the unknown tongue folk do with the English language, or they don't do with it, I probably should say. Well, I could just toot away on a horn. But even a lifeless instrument like that, it's to have meaning in this world. And he says, verse 8, for if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? And today we need a clear-cut presentation of the gospel, friends. That's very important. Now he says, so likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. Paul says, let's get off this kick. Let's start making sense, if you don't mind. Therefore, he says, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. And you don't want to be a barbarian if you're a missionary. You want to make sense. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritualities, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Now the important thing is, does this edify the church? Does this build up believers? Wherefore let him that speaketh in a tongue pray that he may interpret. If he can't interpret, then there ought to be somebody else there with that gift. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. And that, my friend, is the answer to those who say, well, this is for private devotions. You don't make sense. Now, don't tell me that you get a spiritual lift out of it. If you do, it's merely psychological. It couldn't be of the Holy Spirit. Paul says that. Your understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I'll sing with the understanding also. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say, Amen, at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what you say? In other words, say something that somebody can say Amen to. For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all. Now I think Paul means that he, as a missionary, had spoken in at least a dozen different tongues, and that could probably be multiplied by four or five. Now, he says, yet in the church, I'd rather speak five words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in a tongue. Paul said, now when I'm out on the mission field, I go to a tribe, I don't understand the language, they don't understand me, I speak in a tongue, I make sense to them, but not to myself. Now he says, but in the church, where they're believers, and we understand the same language, I want to speak in a tongue we all understand. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Now you see, he's rubbing it into the Corinthians again. He says, you're carnal, you're babes in Christ. Now he says, don't be children. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. In the law it's written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. And yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. Now you see, he does mean a language that's understood. I'm going to speak to another people in their tongue. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. Now what he's saying is simply this. He said, when I went out to the mission field, and I went in, for instance, to the city, let's say, Antioch of Pisidia, they were speaking a different language. Paul says, I spoke to them in their tongue. And they didn't believe, but when I spoke to them in their tongue, they believed. Now he says, when I meet here in the land of Israel, I speak in a tongue I know, and everybody else knows. Therefore, I'm prophesying. That is, I'm teaching the Word of God.